Welcome back to Saturday Morning Live, and it's the third and final day of GB's first Conservative Political Action Conference, hosted in London by the former Prime Minister, Liz Truss.
Well, a number of prominent Conservative figures have spoken over the conference and are set to speak in this final day, including Australian Senator Pauline Hanson and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We're pleased to be joined now by the former Prime Minister, Liz Truss. Ms. Truss, thank you so much for joining us. What is the purpose of this conference?
Hi.
What are you trying to achieve?
Well, what the title of the conference is, Save Britain, Save the West. We know that Britain has been taken over by the progressive blob, that we have a stagnant economy, that we've got a problem with illegal migration, that people are being locked up in jail for speaking out freely. And what this is about is building a movement that includes the political parties. So we've got the Reform Party here, we've got the Conservative Party here, but also people who just care about their country, talking about what we need to do to make Britain great again.
Are people actually interested, though? Because most of the photos that I've seen from CPAC have been empty chairs in the audience. Are people listening to what you've got to say?
Well, we've had a packed out event. We had a speech from Nigel Farage last night. We had a packed out gala dinner. We've got lots of things going on in this conference. So we've got an exhibition hall with things like a golf simulator. We've had people enjoying themselves, and it's been a very positive, energetic event.
Our golf simulator sounds great. Liz, you were speaking about the blob that's generated in Britain. Do you concede that you role in expanding that blob when you were a minister under the Conservatives, particularly when you described yourself as a LGBT plus ally, and you'd also told the Equalities and Human Rights Commission that the government did not intend to prevent biological men identifying as women and using female-only facilities. Are you not an example of someone who used to promote the blob?
Well, if you remember, I was actually the equality minister that stopped self-ID. This was a policy that Theresa May had introduced that would have meant that men could say they were women with no checks and balances, no medical records. And I stopped that in the House of Commons. I was attacked by everybody from Stonewall to Pink News at the time because it was a controversial view. But I'm the person that stopped that act, which I think would have been a disaster. And we've seen what's happened in Scotland with men raping women in women's prisons and so on. And I'm proud to be the minister that stopped it. And look, I think of all the people in the Conservative Party, I'm the one that took on the blob most. And in fact, when I was Prime Minister, I tried to change things, and the Bank of England deliberately sabotaged my plans. So I consider myself Britain's number one fighter against the blob.
Liz Truss, you're sounding like a little bit of a conspiracy theorist here, that the Bank of England ruined my plans. You were Prime Minister for 49 days. You predicted yesterday that Andy Burnham is going to lead the party into a financial crisis. I think quite a lot of our viewers would say to that, well, you can talk.
Well, look at the facts of what happened, Olivia. The night before we announced the budget, the Bank of England, that had been printing money for over a decade, suddenly stopped printing money and started a quantitative tightening program. They announced the sale of £80 billion worth of gilts. They didn't consult me. They didn't tell me what they were planning. And 2 years later, they produced a report saying two-thirds of that market crisis was down to them. And this is the kind of thing that should be reported on channels like GB News. And frankly, there's not enough analysis. I don't know, Olivia, if you've read that report that the Bank of England put out in 2024. But those are the facts of what happened. And unless the British media start reporting on the damage the Bank of England has done to our country, we're not going to have an honest debate about why we're in the mess we're in.
And as you're talking a lot about concerns about saving Britain, saving the West, in particular, lots of conversations at CPAC about mass immigration. Do you regret your role in promoting the Boris wave, in particular when you praised the massive rise in student visas and other visas from India after that trade deal that you were central to with India in 2021?
Well, I didn't do a trade deal with India. I did trade deals with more than 60 countries, including Australia, but the India trade deal was not mine. And when I was Prime Minister, I wanted to curb the number of student visas being offered, and particularly student dependents. But unfortunately, I was deposed from office, as you've already mentioned, and I wasn't able to enact those policies in time.
Well, Liz Truss, thank you very much for joining us on GB News from the final day of that CPAC conference.
Thank you.
Thank you, Liz Truss. I do think, you know, people who were conservatives 5 years ago and were part of the Conservative Party when it made all these mistakes, a lot of conservatives have owned those mistakes. It's very interesting that Liz Truss perhaps didn't want to do that.
Yeah, it is interesting because Kemi Badenoch, every time we ever speak to her, says, you know, we are willing to say that we made a lot of mistakes under the last government, even though she was part of that last government. And Liz Truss isn't willing to do that. And of course, Liz Truss has had an unbelievable sort of
transformation.
Political transformation. She was a Lib Dem back in the day.
Arthur Thatcher.
Cameroon minister in the days of the sort of big society. That's not the sort of right-wing Liz Trussism that we see these days. Yeah. It sometimes feels as though actually she is a politician who goes with the flow.
Yeah. If you're going to praise a massive rise in Indian students coming to Britain and then 5 years later you're very angry at mass immigration, you need to own that, I think. But there we go. Right, just to clarify a comment that Liz Truss made about the transgender prisoners. The Scottish Prison Service said it remained committed to upholding the rights, safety and well-being of all people living and working in our establishments.